Amen. Palakpakan po natin ng Lord sa buhay po ni Pastor Al. Grabe po, no? Ang gwapo po ni Pastor Al. Sino po kaya anak niya? Ayan. Good morning po. Ako po si Yalel. Brother Yalel po tawag ni Gab kanina. Ayan. And today po ako po ang mag-speak po for today. Nagpapasalamat po tayo sa mga pastor natin na binigyan po tayo ng opportunity to speak today. Ngayon, as we start po this morning, bibigyan ko po kayo ng mag-isip po tayo ng scenario. So, mag-imagine po muna tayo before po tayo mag-start. So, imagine ninyo yung taong pinakamahal ninyo. Or kung wala pa, imagine ninyo yung pakiramdam ng may minamahal. Na-imagine nyo na? Na-imagine nyo na? Okay, yan. Grabe, kinikilig na iba. Oh. Iba katabi nila eh. Sabi na iba, sayang, hindi ko nakatabi. Pero imagine ninyo na talagang yung pakiramdam ng pagmamahalan yan. Ngayon, imagine niyo nagde-date kayo o binibigyan mo, sinusubuan mo ng pagkain, inaalagaan mo, tapos pinakasalan mo na, tapos may mga anak na kayo. Then masayang-masaya yung buhay, masayang-masaya. Tapos talagang nagpapasalamat sa iyo, alam mo, kung wala ka, hindi ako makukumpleto, mga ganyang salita na. Tapos along the way, habang tumatagal kayo, hapansin mo, parang nagiging distant na siya. Parang nagiging distant na. Unti-unti, parang nagbabago na yung loob. Hindi na siya yung masaya nakikita ka. Pag nakikita ka, parang nakasimangot na. Yung dating ngiti, nakaganon na. Nako. Tapos tinanong mo siya, ano ba problema? Ako ba ang problema? Nagbago ba ako? Sabi nung mahal mo, hindi. Hindi ka nagbago. Ako ang may bago. Oh. Sabi mo, sino? Sino yung bago? Ang sabi ng mahal mo, ano? Anong-ano? Pinagpalit kita sa baka. So, ayan. Imagine ninyo, pinagpalit ka, yung pinakamahal mo, pinagpalit ka sa kalabaw o sa baka. So, yun po ang topic natin today. Ang topic natin today is the golden calf catastrophe. Ayan. Okay po. So, kitang-kita natin dito yan. So, familiar po ba tayo sa kwento? Sa mga newcomers po, siguro medyo nadaanan lang po ito before. Pero ang story po na pag-uusapan natin today is the golden calf. Tayo po natin tumayo, basahin po natin ang salita ng Panginoon sa Exodus chapter 32. So, ang gawin po natin, ang mga kalalakihan po magbabasa ng verse 1, kababaihan po sa verse 2, salit-salit po tayo hanggang po sa last verse. Medyo mahaba po ito. So, let's start po with reading. Okay po, mga kalalakihan, basahin po natin. Exodus chapter 32 verse 1. When the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, the people gathered themselves together to Aaron and said to him, Up, make us gods who shall go before us. And for this, Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, did not know what has become of him. Verse 2.
So Aaron said to them, Take off the ring of gold that are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me.
Verse 3. So all the people took off the rings of their gold and their ears and brought them to Aaron.
And he received the gold from their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool and make a golden calf. And they said, These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt.
Verse 5. When Aaron saw this, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made a proclamation and said, Tomorrow shall be the feast to the Lord.
As they rose up early the next day and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play.
Verse 7. And the Lord said to Moses, Go down, for your people whom you brought up out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves.
They have turned aside quickly out of the way that I commanded them. They have made for themselves a golden calf and have worshipped it and sacrificed to it and said, These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt.
And Moses said, and Lord said to Moses, I have seen these people. Behold, it is a stiff-necked people.
Now, therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them, in order that I may make a great nation of you.
But Moses implored the Lord God and said, O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and in a mighty hand?
Why should the Egyptians say, with evil intent did he bring them out, to kill them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from your burning anger and relent from this disaster against your people.
Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by your own self and said to them, I will multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and this land, and I promised I will give you an offering, and you shall inherit it forever.
And the Lord relented from the disaster that he had spoken of bringing on his people.
Verse 15, then Moses turned and went down from the mountain with the tablets and the testimony in his hand. Tablets that were written with both sides, on the front and the back that were written.
The tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God, engraved on the tablets.
When Joshua heard the sound, the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp.
But he said, it is not the sound of shouting for victory, or the sound of the cry of defeat, but the sound of singing that I hear.
And as soon as he came near the camp, he saw the calf and the dancing. Moses' anger burned hot, and he threw the tablets out of his hand and broke them out of the foot of the mountain.
So I said to them, let any who have gold take it off. So they gave it to me, and I threw it into the fire, and out came this calf.
Amen. Okay. For this set to be... okay, next skip po tayo. Okay. 23 po tayo. 23. That said to me, okay, 25. And then Moses, the three people, broke loose. Herod broke them loose in the Rishon enemies.
Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Come to me. And all the sons of Levi gathered around him.
Verse 27. And he said to them, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, put your sword on your side, each of you, and go to and fro from the gate to gate throughout the camp, and each of you kill his brother and his companion and his neighbor.
And the sons of Levi did according to the word of Moses. And that day about 3,000 men of the people fell.
And Moses said, today you have been ordained for the service of the Lord, each one of you at the cost of his son and his brother, so that he might bestow a blessing upon you this day. Verse 30.
The next day Moses said to the people, you have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin.
So Moses returned to the Lord and said, alas, this people has sinned a great sin. They have made themselves gods of gold.
But now, if you will forgive their sin, but if not, please blot me out of your book that you have written.
Verse 33. But the Lord said to Moses, whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book.
But now go, lead the people to the place about which I have spoken to you. Behold, my angel shall go before you. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them.
For last time, verse 35, sabay-sabay po tayo. Then the Lord sent a plague on the people because they have made the calf the one that Aaron made. May the Lord bless the reading of His word. Pray po tayo. Lord, salamat po Panginoon sa binigyan niyo po sa amin. Lord, we ask that you speak to us through the story of the golden calf, Panginoon. We ask that you give us the heart of worship, the heart of receiving, Panginoon. And Lord God, the heart that was willing to listen, Panginoon, and to learn, Lord God, from you this morning. We love you so much, Father. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Palakpakan po natin ang Panginoon. Ayan. Makakaupo na po tayo. Medyo mahaba po yung ating passage today, no? Pero very important po yung story na ito. So, familiar po tayo diyan. So, nakita po natin sa story. So, idadissect po natin siya unti-unti as we go on with our message today. So, kita natin dito yung story. Mabilis na ano lang, summary. Matagal na wala si Moses. Gumawa sila ng idol to replace God. Nagalit si Lord. Pinababa ni Lord si Moses. Sinira ni Moses yung calf. And nagkaroon ng weeping and wailing, and nag-repent sila. So yun ang very short summary nung nangyari. Pero i-dissect natin po ito ngayong araw na po ito. Amen? So unang kita po natin dito sa idol na ito. So gagamitin natin ng idol. Idol. So gagamitin po natin yung word na idol, no? I-D-O-L, to describe what happened dito sa passage po na ito. So unang-una po nakita natin dito is yung impatience. Sabi niya nga po, impatience. Kailan po ba kayo huling naging impatient? Yung parang ano, ito may magandang example po ko niyan. Sana may makarelate po sa akin. Nung bata po ako, actually, feeling ko po marami makarelate sa akin dito. Nung bata po ako, si Mami, Pastora Citas, bibili po yan sa
grocery store. Tapos dala-dala na yung ano, dala-dala na yung cart. Nandun na kami sa cashier. Sabi ni Mommy, "Ay, teka lang anak, may nalimutan ako. Pabalik ako ah. Diyan ka lang, pila ka lang." So nandito na ako, nakapila na ako. Tapos nakikita ko yung ano, yung cashier, ginagano na yung ano, nilalagay na, tapos umuusad na yung pila. Tapos wala pa si Mommy. Sumuusad na yung pila. Sumuusad na yung pila. Tapos ako na. Wala akong pambayad. Bata pa ako noon. Isip ko, paano kaya ito? Maghuhugas na lang ako pinggan. Hindi ko nagkakawin ko. So, impatient na ako noon. Nawalan ako ng ano. Parang, hala, saan ako aangkla? Saan ako kukuha ng pera? So, kita natin po dito, sa story po na ito, na naging impatient sila. So, next slide po tayo. Ano ba itsura natin magiging impatient tayo? Ayan, parang ganyan, no? Minsan, nakaganyan ka na. Nakagano ka na sa time mo. Di mo na alam eh. Parang wala ka na sa mood kasi impatient ka na. Ano ba ba mga examples ng ano, ng times na nagiging impatient tayo pag nasa pila tayo ng ano, LTO? Yung dito pumipila po ng LTO. Grabe pipila sa LTO, no? Pero ano po, grabe no? Talagang ubusin mo ang buong araw mo talaga to line up. Talagang ano. So, every one of us, we experience impatience in a normal time. Yeah, in a normal day, 'di ba? Parang impatient, nagiging impatient tayo kasi naubos na tayo ng pasensya. Pero dito sa story po na ito, puntahan po natin yung passage. Sabi po natin sa Exodus chapter 32, "Up, make us gods who shall go before us. As for this Moses, the man who brought him out of the land, do not know what has become of him." Ang nangyari po dito, isipin niyo po ah. Naalala niyo po yung mga passage natin before, sa mga Sundays before, pinag-usapan po natin kung paano si Moses ginamit ng Panginoon para makalaya po ang mga Israelite sa Egypto. Amen po? Alala po natin yan. So ngayon, yung mga Israelites po na ito, ito pa rin po yung mga Israelites na kasama ni Moses noon. Tama po ba? Yung mga tao na pinalaya niya sa Egypto. Pero, dahil sa impatience nila, nakalimutan nila yung mga miracles na ginawa ng Panginoon. Isipin nyo, ganun katindi yung impatience nila. Yung tipong nakita mong humati yung dagat, may apoy, nakita mong yung plagues sa Egypt, kung paano sila sinave ng Panginoon dun sa yung ano, yung namatay yung mga firstborn, nung Passover. Nakita nila lahat yon. Pero dahil sa impatience nila, nakalimutan pa rin nila ang Panginoon. Sa sobrang impatient nila sa paghihintay kay Moses, kasi noong time po na ito, umakyat po si Moses sa Mount Sinai para po makipag-commune sa Panginoon. And doon po yung The Ten Commandments, alala niyo po yung message po ni Ate Reg po last week. So doon po yung pagbigay ng Panginoon ng Ten Commandments kay Moses. And atagal po noon eh, halos 40 days yata, 40 days. So noong 40 days na yun, pag naging impatient yung mga Israelites, akala nila namatay na si Moses. Akala nila, hindi na babalik tong si Moses. So kinausap nila ngayon si Aaron, kung di nang babalik yung ano mo eh, gawa na lang tayo ng baka. Gawa na lang tayo ng ano, idol. Gawa ka na lang, actually di pa nga nila sinabi baka eh. Sabi nila, gawa lang tayo ng idol para yun na lang worshipin natin. Noon pa lang, nawalan sila ng sense of security. Kapag when we lose our patience, we lose our sense of security. Di ba po, naalala niyo yung kwento ko kanina, yung nag-ano po ako sa, nung bata ako, sa aisle. Nawalan po ako ng sense of security kasi wala yung nanay ko. Kala ko di na babalik. So gusto ko na lang nun, sumama sa ibang bantao. Kung na lang magbayad. Joke na. Pero ganun yung ano, nawawalan tayo ng sense of security. When we're impatient, we tend to do things that we regret. Naalala niyo sa mga kabataan dito. Sino dito yung text ng text? Yung hindi pa nagre-reply, ta-text mo na agad. Bawa, nag-text ka, "I miss you," 30 minutes na, wala pa. Nag-send ka ulit, "I miss you," 30 minutes ulit, wala pa. Ano na, text ka na ulit, I miss you, tad-tad mo na. Impatience yun. Sobrang impatient mo na, na iba na yung relationship niya. So grabe yung effect ng impatience sa atin, no? And what does this have to do? What does impatience have to do? Ano naging bunga ng impatience nila, rather? So, kita natin dito, di ba, galing sila sa Egypt, bumalik sila doon sa secure sila. Isipin nyo yung slavery nila before, naging security nila. Kasi, nawala si Moses. Parang nung nawala si Moses, parang pakiramdam nila,
ay, di na ako secure. Balik na lang tayo dun sa ano, ginagawa natin sa Egypt. Ay, ano ba yung winoworship nila sa Egypt noon? Mga hayop. And isa sa mga winoworship nila sa Egypt is a golden calf. Ang tawag po dito is si Apis. Next slide, si Apis. Actually, parang sun solar cow ata or solar calf ang tawag nila. So, may mga Bible scholars po na nagsasabi na yung inspiration nila dun sa golden calf galing doon sa pinagmulan nila sa Egypt. Galing doon sa, ano, kasi di ba, galing sila sa slavery from Egypt. Galing sila from a very harsh, like, ano. So, kahit pero noon, parang meron pa nakikita na expose sila sa mga gods, eh, gods and goddesses ng Egypt. Sila Horus, sila, ano, Ra. Tapos ito, kitang-kita nila. So, they went back to what they were secured. Parang akala nila may security dito. And dito nagalit ang Panginoon. Pero ano ba sinasabi ng Bible? Sa Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." So dito kita natin ang tingin nila. Saan ba sila nakatingin? Nakatingin sila kay Moses. Hindi sila nakatingin kay God. Ang tingin nila, wala na si Moses, lipat na tayo. Ang tingin nila kay Moses, hindi sa Diyos. Dumating na ba sa moment ng buhay mo na inisip mo, nako, nawala na to. Eh, dito na lang ako. Di mo na tinitingnan ng Panginoon. Nako, parang wala na akong security dito. Hanap ako ng security dito. Pero dapat ang security natin ay galing sa Panginoon. Amen? Amen. Sa susunod po na nakita natin dito sa story is, so number one po is I, no? Ang I po is impatience nila. Idol, A-D. Ano po tayo? So, distraction. Ano po mga distractions na nakita natin dito? So, basahin po natin. Ah, wait lang. Bago pala tayo magbasa. So, example lang distraction. So, kita niyo po itong next slide. Sa panahon po ngayon, dati, nung pong nag-start po YouTube or manonood po tayo ng mga video, pag may nagsasalita, ganyan. Ganyan yung ano eh. May nagsasalita, may video, ganyan, ganyan. Pero sa generation ngayon, ganito na nakikita natin. Next slide. Yan, may Subway Surfers na sa ilalim. Kasi kailangan na ng distraction ng mga kabataan ngayon or na sa generation namin. Minsan, kailangan na ng distraction para lang ano, makapanood namin yung pinapanood. Kailangan merong ano, may nagsistimulate ng ano namin, senses namin. So grabe, no? Grabe yung evolution ng ano, grabe yung change ng ano, ng mindsets ng ano, ng mga kabataan ngayon. Grabe yung change ng ano namin, ng wiring ng ano namin. Na kailangan, napakabilis. Diba sa TikTok, ilang seconds lang sa TikTok? 30 seconds at least? Or ano, minsan may mahaba na ngayon eh, pero dati very, very short lang. Sa YouTube dati, 10 minutes. Ngayon, paikli ng paikli. So yung ano natin, yung ano tawag doon? Attention span natin is slowly na muunti na lang. Gugulat na lang ako, baka mamaya may 1 second video na tayo. Ganun na lang kabilis ang attention span natin. So yeah, next slide tayo. So grabe kasi mga distractions ng mundo. Nandito ang sabi, "So Aaron said to them, 'Take off the rings of gold that are in your ears of your wives and sons and your daughters and bring them to me.'" So, di ba ginawa nila yung golden calf? Tinanong nila, "Aaron, gawa mo ako ng golden calf. Gawa mo kami ng ano, ng golden idol." So sabi ni Aaron, "Sige, kukunin ko yung mga ano, yung mga jewelry ninyo. Yung jewelry ninyo, gagawa tayo ng idol from that." Ngayon, yung jewelry na to, tanong ko to noon eh. Paano sila nagkaroon ng jewelry, 'di ba mga slave sila noon? Tapos isip ko noon, yung gold masama kasi nga ginawang golden calf. Pero alam niyo ba na yung gold na ito na ginamit nila para sa golden calf ay galing sa Panginoon. Next slide po tayo. Balik po tayo, back in time. Let's go back in time. Sa Exodus chapter 12, verse 33 to 36, nasabi dito, "The Israelites did, basahin ko po buo ah. 'The Egyptians urged the people to hurry and leave the country. For otherwise, they said, we will all die. So the people took their dough before the yeast was added and carried it in their shoulders in kneading, though wrapped in clothing. The Israelites did as Moses instructed and asked the Egyptians for articles of silver and gold and for clothing. So the Lord made the Egyptians favorably disposed towards the people and they gave them what they asked for, so they plundered the Egyptians." So yung gold na ito, blessing galing sa Panginoon. So masama po ba yung gold? Hindi. Bigay ng Panginoon. Pero ano ginawa ng mga tao? Ginawang idol. Yung mga gold na yun, yung mga hawak-hawak nila, yung mga yung mga pinapahalagahan nila. Akala natin kasi, di ba, meron nga akong nakausap before, may nakadebate ako sabi sa akin, kung ang pera, kung money is the root of all evil, bakit hinihingi sa church? Ginaganon ako before. Sabi ko, inano ako, sabi, bakit, kung money is the root of all evil, bakit hinihingi sa church? Ang totoong verse po noon is, natatake out of context yun. The real verse ang real verse na nakalagay doon, the love of money is the root of all evil. The love of money, hindi money. So, money can be a blessing. Money can be a blessing. Gold can be a blessing from the Lord. Pero the way we use it can be a distraction, can be a way for us to make idols. So, kita po natin dito, ano yung mga examples ng mga good things na pwedeng maging bad? So, social media. Lazada. Yan. So, dito, ano, mahilig mag-shop. Mahilig mag-shopping. Yan. Online shopping, di ba? Very evident na ngayon. Next slide. Ano pa ba mga example? Movies. Masama ba manood ng movies? No. It's not bad. Kung manood ng K-drama, si Nanay Feli, mahilig sa K-drama yan. So, hindi masama manood ng K-drama. Pero nagiging distraction siya. Possible na maging distraction siya. Next slide. Ayan. Ano yan? Can't buy me love. Ano nangyari kay Bingo? Ayan. So, yan, konti lang pala nanonood dito nun. Konti lang po ba nanonood dito nun? Grabe. Okay. Next slide. Ayan. Vini. Diba? Mahiwagang salami. Ayoko na. Ilang naalala ko So, yan. Wala namang problema makinig sa Vini. Di ba? Walang problem. Pero magiging distraction siya kapag naging yun na yung focus natin o pag ginagamit natin siya as ano, parang worship or ano. Talagang yun ang laman ng puso natin, isip natin. Next slide. Ito pinakamatindi. Relationships. Hindi lang sa loved one, sa friends, sa family. These are not bad things. These are good things. Relationship mo, pagmamahal mo sa anak mo, pagmamahal mo sa kapatid mo, pagmamahal mo sa magulang mo. Di ba nga, commandment ng Panginoon yun. These are not bad things, but they can be distractions. Di ba nga, merong word na sinasabi na ano, merong ang sinasabi lagi. Lagi ko napapakinggan to sa pagdanonood ako ng mga fitness, ano, mga influencer, lagi sinasabi, less is more. Kasi kahit kahit exercise ka ng exercise, so pag nasobrahan ng exercise mo, masama yan sa'yo. Anything excess is bad. And anything more than God, syempre, is bad. Ayan. So next slide po tayo. Ayan. So, sabi sa Hebrews 12 verse 1 to 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great cloud of witnesses, let's also lay aside every weight and sin which clings to us closely, and let us run with endurance the race set before us. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated in the right hand of the throne of God. Yan, memory verse natin yan po, no? Remember. So turn our eyes towards Jesus. Do not be distracted. These things in the world, hindi yan eternal, di ba? Yung Lazada, darating ang panahon, mag-collapse yan. Yung Facebook, darating ang panahon, mag-shutdown yan. Hindi lahat nagla-last, but the Lord is eternal. Amen? The Lord is eternal. Okay, next slide. So, ang mga distractions natin, pwedeng maging obsession. So, di ba, I is impatience, D is distraction, and O is obsession. So, ano siya? Nagsimula siya sa ano eh? Nagsimula siya sa impatience lang eh. Naging impatient siya, na-distract ka na, ngayon obsessed ka na. Ano nangyari sa kwento? Punta tayo sa story. Exodus chapter 32, verse 4. And he received the gold from their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool and made the golden calf. And they said, "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt." Pansinin niyo sinabi ni Aaron, "These are your gods." May S. Tapos, ano sumunod? who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Isipin niyo yun, na ito, Israelo, itong ginawa nating calf na ito, ito yung nagpaalis sa Egypt. Ito yung Diyos na yun. Ginawa ng kamay nila. Grabe, no? Isipin niyo, grabe yung obsession na nila sa ano, worship na lang yan. Kita natin dito. Sa verse 6, "And they rose up early the next day and offered the burnt offering and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play." Sipin nyo, nag-devotion pa sila. Rose up early. Nagising pa para lang sa golden calf. Grabe. Grabe yung ano nila. Grabe yung obsession nila with this thing. Then next slide po tayo. Exodus chapter 32, verse 17. "When Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, 'There is a noise of war in the camp.'" Grabe dito, ang savage ni Joshua dito eh. Kasi isipin niyo may mga kumakanta. Di ba kanina may nag-praise and worship dito? Praise and worship dito. Isipin niyo, no, sinabi ni Joshua, "Ano yung Moses, oh, tinuwa, may gera sa baba." parang pag ako yung singer noon na sinabi sa akin, parang gera yung, ano, parang insulto yun. parang nakaka-insulto naman yun. Parang gano'n. Pero grabe sabi si Joseph. Pero inayos naman ni Moses, sabi ni Moses, "It is not the sound of shouting for victory, nor the sound of defeat, but the sound of singing I hear." So wino-worship na nila yung calf. Wino-worship na nila itong false idol. Grabe. And this brings us to L, which happens at the end. It's lamentation. Kita natin yan. So, talagang ano, at the end of it, diba, una, na ano sila, na impatient sila, then na-distract sila, na-obsess sila, ngayon, naging lamenting sila, nag-lament sila, they had lamentations. So, punta tayo sa Exodus 32 verse 13. "Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by your own self and said to them, 'I will multiply your offspring, as the stars of the heaven and in the land that I promised. I will give to you your offspring and they shall have inherit forever.' And then the Lord relented." So, ang nangyari po kasi dito is Moses went down, then nakita nila ni Joshua, Moses and Joshua. Nagalit si Moses. Kinuha niya yung dalawang tablet, di ba? Tablet. Isipin nyo, no? Sa sobrang galit ni Moses, di ba yung Ten Commandments, handwriting ng Panginoon yon. Sa sobrang galit ni Moses, initcha niya yon dun sa ano. Parang kung isipin mo, parang relic na yon, eh, no? Relic na yung Ten Commandments. Eh. Initcha niya dun sa golden calf. Sa sobrang galit niya. And nag-ano siya talaga, Lord, ano, have mercy. Ano, talagang ano, we have sinned against you. Huwag niyo pong i-ano, kasi sinasabi ng Panginoon eh, after this, sinabi ng Panginoon, ano ba yan? Parang, dito, pinaalis ko pa naman kayo sa Egypt, tapos gagantuhin niyo lang ako. Sige Moses, sabi nga ng Lord ganito eh, sige Moses, lahat ng mga yan tutupukin ko. Hindi si Moses ha, sinabi niya, lahat ng mga yan tutupukin ko. So si Moses, ligtas siya. Ligtas si Moses. Pero kahit na gano'n ang ginawa ni Moses, nag-intercede pa rin siya. Sabi niya, Lord, huwag niyo pong hayaan na ano, nasabi nga ni Moses, ano eh, pinaalis niyo na po sila ng Egypt, huwag niyo pong hayaan na pagtawanan tayo ng mga Ehipto, na pinaalis niyo lang pala sila ng Egypt para patayin niyo sila sa deserto. Yun ang sinabi ni Moses. Then next slide, punta po tayo dito. Grabe yung ginawa ni Moses eh. "He took the calf and they have made and burnt it with the fire and ground it into powder and they scattered it on the water and made the people of Israel drink it." Grabe. Alam niyo po ba yung ano ngayon, yung fad ngayon, yung steak na may gold? Yung steak na may gold. Grabe no, sa kanila, ano, water na may gold. Grabe yun. Ano. Pero grabe yung ginawa ni Moses. Sobrang ano niya, ginround up niya yung idol na to, pinainom niya dun sa mga ano, sa mga nag-worship dito. Actually nga, before this, ang ginawa pa nga niya, sa sobrang ano niya, lahat ng mga naniniwala pa sa Panginoon, pumunta sa side ko. Lahat ng mga hindi, dyan lang. Tapos nakipag-gera siya. Nakipaglaban siya. Daming namatay. Grabe yung ano, grabe yung anger ni Moses. Pero at the same time, grabe din yung lamenting ng mga tao na, oo nga, bakit nga ba tayo nagpaganto? Bakit nga ba ganto yung ginawa natin? Ano ba pumasok sa isip natin? And nakakatawa dito is, sa verse 23, tinanong ni Moses kay Aaron, ano ba nangyari? Parang ano ba nangyari? Bakit nga ba nagka-golden calf? Nakakatawa yung lies ni Aaron rin dito eh. Kasi nung ginigisa na siya ni Moses, ang sinabi niya, so I said to them, let any of you who have gold take it off. And then I threw it into the fire and out came this calf. Tagalugin natin. Sabi ni Moses kay Aaron, oh Aaron, ano ba nangyari? Eh kasi itong mga to pinipilit ako gumawa daw ng idol eh. So ginawa ko, kinuha ko yung mga, ano nila, yung mga jewelry nila, yung mga singsing nila, yung mga hikaw nila na gold. Tapos sinagis namin sa apoy, tapos boom, may kalabaw. Grabe yung ano, no? Medyo ganun si Aaron. Medyo ganun si Aaron. Si Moses siguro naka-ano na lang doon eh. Kasi naghahanap siya ng palusot. Isipin nyo, no? 40 days na wala si Moses. Kung gagawa ka ng ganong calf, ilang araw mong gagawin yon? Ilang araw mong gagawin yung calf? So sabihin natin, mga 40 days, no? Gawin natin kalahati, 20 days. So isipin natin, 20 days pala nawawala si Moses, gumagawa na sila ng calf. No? Ganong kagrabe yung impatience nila to the God who saved them from Egypt. Sana wag tayong ganon. Sana wag natin kalimutan ng Panginoon tulad ng mga Israelites. Then dito sabi sa verse 32, the next day Lord Moses said to the people, you have sinned a great sin and now I will go to the Lord. Perhaps I can make an atonement for your sin. So Moses returned to the Lord and said, alas, this people has sinned a great sin. They have made themselves gods of gold, but now if you will forgive their sin, but if not, please blot me out of your book that you have written. Willing to sacrifice si Moses. Pero ano sabi ng Panginoon? Sabi ng Panginoon, whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book. But now go. Lead the people to the place on which I have spoken to you. Behold, my angels shall go before you. Nevertheless, in the day when I will visit their sin upon them. Grabe, no? Our God is a merciful God, but He's also a just God. Amen. Na kapag tayo'y nagkasala, merong karapatang kaparusahan. Pero ang maganda dito, this just as Moses interceded for the Israelites after the sin of the golden calf, pleading for God's mercy, Jesus stands as our intercessor, offering His life for our redemption and forgiveness. Naalala niyo po yung last time, naalala niyo po ba yung sinabi ni Jesus na nasa cross siya? And Jesus said, sa Luke 23, verse 34, and Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not what they do. Naalala niyo po ito. Very familiar, no? When you go back to Moses. And this time, God forgave. Because of Jesus. Amen? Jesus was our intercessor. Tayo, ang dami nating golden calf sa buhay. Pwede yung kapitbahay mo, ginawa mong golden calf. Isipin mo, no? Tingnan mo kayong katabi mo kung mukhang golden cup. Joke lang. Pero let us stop making idols. Let us stop making idols and let us put God first. Amen? Let us put Jesus in our hearts first. Amen? Amen. So before I end, conclusion na po ito. Conclusion na. Yan. So meron lang po akong gustong i-share as our response to this. Parang ano ba dapat na kailangan natin gawin para hindi tayo matulad sa Israelites. So number one is keep connected to God. Keeping connected to God. Ano ba ang ano natin to keep to connected to God? Sa Israelites mo kasi, ang nangyari sa kanila, nakatingin sila kay Moses. Ang eyes lang nila nakatingin kay Moses, hindi sa Panginoon. Hindi sila connected sa Panginoon. And us, God, Jesus, when He died on the cross, He tore the veil. He gave us, you know, a chance to commune with the Father. He gave us an opportunity to be intimate with Him. Amen? So let us take this chance. You connect to God, not just with your devotion, but in how you share the word, on how you share your life to other people to bring them to God. Amen? Next is acknowledge that God is the giver. Tandaan natin lahat ng mga gifts na binigay ng Panginoon, yung mga blessings, yung buhay natin, blessing yan. Pwede din maging calf yan. Pwede din natin idolize yung buhay natin. Sa sobrang pagmamahal natin sa life natin, talagang lahat ng resources natin, talagang ano. So recognize that God has given you your life. God has given you your wife. God has given you your husband. God has given you your children. God has given you everything. God has given you everything. And you should always think of the blessor than of the blessing. Aanhin mo yung blessing kung hindi naman kayo close ng blessor. The number three is rely on God's wisdom. Sabi sa Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your paths straight. Huwag kang gumawa ng desisyon. Huwag kang gumawa ng dalos-dalos sa desisyon like ni Aaron. Si Aaron, di ba, kung maalala natin sa kwento, very prominent figure din siya eh, nung Exodus. Well, not as prominent as Moses, pero lagi siyang kasama ni Moses. Pero dahil sa pressures ng mundo, dahil sa pressures ng mga kasama niya, ano ginawa niya? Nag-compromise siya. O sige na nga, gawa na kayo idol. Tapos sa sobrang ano niya, nagsinungaling pa siya sa dulo. Huwag tayo magpadalos-dalos in this world. Huwag tayo basta-basta mag-give in. Always rely on what God says, on what God has promised to you, on God's wisdom. Amen? Amen. Next, embrace eternal perspective. So, pag-embrace ng eternal perspective. Ano yung eternal perspective? Lahat ng bagay dito, tulad nga sinabi natin kanina, lahat ng bagay sa mundo ay hindi permanent, impermanent. Kapag tayo we have an eternal perspective, we will see things in a different way. Na ang tingin natin hindi sa mga bagay sa mundo, kundi sa Panginoon. Yung mga bagay na nasa mundo, these are just things na pinagkatiwala sa atin ng Panginoon. Hindi natin deserve, but God has given this to us and we have to take care of this. And lahat ng bagay na ginagawa natin ay para sa Panginoon and sa buhay na walang hanggan. Amen? Para lahat ng bagay na ginagawa natin dito, like lahat ng bagay na ginagawa natin dito, dapat lahat papunta sa Panginoon. Like how you use your life to reach other people. Like how you will bring people to the world, to God. You will bring people of the world to God. On how you will share your testimony. Kung paano ka binago ng Panginoon. Kung paano naging mabuti ang Panginoon sa buhay mo. Kung paano ka binless ng Panginoon. Kasi madami sa mundo natin, may mga golden calves sila. Hindi lang isa, madami. And they're worshiping these idols. They keep worshiping these idols without knowing na mali pala. You know, I have a friend na talagang sinabi niya sa akin, Yalel, alam mo, hindi talaga ako religious eh. Pero, nung nawala yung religion sa akin, sabi niya, nung nawala yung religion sa akin, parang may nawala. Parang nawalan ako ng sense of purpose. Kasi nagawa ko na lahat ng gusto ko. Mayaman na ako, may sarili na akong kumpanya. Pero, parang hindi pa rin enough. No amount of money in this world will be enough. God is more than enough. Amen? Amen and amen. Next, keep patient and persistent. And so, keep patient. Huwag kayong maging impatient. Maghintay ka sa Panginoon. Kapag nag-pray ka, akala mo, Lord, sagutin niyo na po, sana manalo ako sa loto. Mali. Mali wala, no? Pero Lord, pag-pray niyo po, sana magkaroon ako ng pera, sana makukuha ng kotse na to. Don't throw a tantrum when the Lord says no or when the Lord says wait. God has a perfect plan for each and every one of us. Amen? Just trust on the plan of the Lord. And when we grow impatient, we can make mistakes. Diba? Like yun nangyari sa Israelites. The next slide. Avoid false idols, of course. Yung mga false idols natin, kala natin yung mga simple na bagay. Ah, hindi naman idol 'yan, ano lang, pinapahalagahan ko lang 'yan. Kala natin simple distraction lang, but it can be a false idol. Mag-iingat po tayo. Kasi our God Our God, di ba, ano ba ang commandment ng Panginoon? Unang commandment niya, thou shalt not worship other gods, thou shalt not make other gods. And anything na talagang more than Him, be it a very good thing, kahit napakaganda ng bagay na yan, is still idolatry. Is still idolatry. Next, remain steadfast in this world. Remain steadfast. Ano ibig sabihin ng steadfast? Strong. Remain resilient. Remain talagang ano, yung hindi ka padalo, hindi ka basta-basta mabubuwag. Na kapag dumating sa panahon na tinanong sa'yo, tinanong ka ni Moses, ano Israel? Tatayo ka ba dyan sa golden calf o babalik ka sa Panginoon ka? You will be steadfast to say, sa Panginoon ako. Pag binigyan ka ng choice, will you remain steadfast for the Lord? And last one is exalting Christ in everything. Amen. Sa lahat ng bagay, ang Panginoon Jesus lang. Sa lahat ng ginagawa mo. Kapag gumagawa ka ng ano, ng gawaing bahay, Panginoon, para sa Panginoon. Pag bumibili ka ng grocery, para sa Panginoon. Lahat ng bagay. Because when you exalt Christ in everything, He will be with you. He is with you. So, grabe no, kita natin dito. Kare-kare. Ayos. Ayan. Kare-kare, no? So, balikan natin yung story. Ano ginawa ni Moses dun sa golden calf? He ground up the calf. At pinakain niya sa mga tao. So, sabihin mo sa katabi mo, yung golden calf mo, gawin na natin kare-kare yan. And kidding aside, the Lord loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son. That He gave Jesus. Na kahit napakadami nating idol. Di ba nga K-pop idol, tawag nga nila K-pop idol eh. Kahit napakarami nating distractions, obsessions, kahit napaka-impatient natin, God still gave His Son to be our ultimate intercessor and to be the ultimate sacrifice. And as I close po ngayon, and I would request the praise team to come up the stage. As I close, meron ba sa puso mo ngayon na pakiramdam mo, Panginoon, parang, oo nga no, akala ko itong bagay na ito, ano lang, very innocent, very, ano, okay naman to eh, parang magandang bagay naman to, nagpo-provide ako sa pamilya ko. Pero itong bagay pala na ito, nagiging Diyos ko na. Pwedeng pera, pwedeng yung health mo, pwedeng yung family mo, pwedeng yung work mo. And you're desperately clinging on to that. Parang, ayoko bitawan kasi pag binitawan ko, baka mawala. Baka pag binitawan ko tong calf na to, mawalan ako ng security. Kasi dito na ako secure eh. Secure na ako dito eh. Dito ako masaya eh. Kasi pag nawala to, hindi na ako masaya. Pag nawala tong bagay na ito, wala na. Parang, ano na nasaya-saya ng buhay ko? Kasi ito lang, dito lang ako nabubuhay. Pero ang sinasabi ng Panginoon sa iyo na anak, you can be more than what you're holding right now. You can be so much more if you let go. You can be so much more if you allow Him into your life. Jesus gave His life so that we can experience eternity with Him. And that is all the security you will ever need. Jesus is all the security that you will ever need.